Welcome to the Mortgage Marketing Expert Podcast. I'm your host, Phil Treadwell. Our mission with this podcast is simple: to help you build your business and to do mortgage marketing better. Success in any business is determined in large part by our ability to learn new things. So we're here to share firsthand experience and advice from some of the most sought-after experts in the mortgage industry. I'm so excited that you've joined us, and I hope you enjoy the episode. All right, welcome to the Mortgage Marketing Expert Podcast, which is a proud member of the Industry Syndicate. I am your host, Phil Treadwell. Our mortgage marketing expert today is none other than Chelsea Pites. Chelsea, how are you doing today?
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. I feel like we just saw each other at 2021 in Miami, and that was a really fun event. So I'm glad to actually be seeing you again and doing this podcast. It's going to be really fun.
Well, I'm really excited about this as well. And we did just see each other at Agent 2021 in Miami, which was an incredible event. Definitely want to hear some of your thoughts and takeaways from that. Before we do, if you would, take a second for people that may not be as familiar with you or your background. Take a second, let them know kind of how you got in the business, you know, what you're doing these days, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. So my story is I've been in the business almost 20 years. I was a real estate agent for practicing for 10 years. I was licensed for 17. I started in new home sales. I worked for a builder, several builders, and then I went into residential resale. I live in Arizona and have my entire real estate career. So in 2008, we had quite a different market here, as did many other marketplaces. And so kind of went through the crash. I lost my personal residences, all of my investment properties. Both my husband and I were in the same industry at the same time. So it was a very interesting time for us. And then from there, I really wanted to stay in the real estate industry. And I had the opportunity to go work for Fidelity National Financial, which is what I did and have been doing for almost the last 10 years. And currently I'm their National Director of Social Sales, which is basically just a fancy title that, you know, I help our entire team across the United States really understand how to take social activities and really turn them into business outcomes.
Awesome. So with a real estate background, obviously you weathered the crash like most of us did in both mortgage and real estate. The environment that we have now, obviously we're having a little bit of a, I don't want to say a downturn, but a leveling off, if you will. What do you think the differences are in the crash of, you know, 06 to 08 and kind of some of the pressures and compression that we're feeling these days?
Oh, wow. You know, that's the question I'm sure you and I both get asked all the time. Do you think this is a bubble? Is the bubble going to burst? Is it going to be just like, you know, The Big Short, which, by the way, that movie I felt for in my personal life was very accurate.
Right.
I definitely remember those days. You know, I don't want to be Pollyanna and like, but I'm a very positive person. And, you know, I hope I'm kind of one of those people that I'm like, hopefully we learn from those mistakes. And we obviously have different compliance in place now. So do I think it will go back to 2008 level? I sure hope not. We don't have a crystal ball. You know, I think all of the experts, air quotes, experts are saying that it shouldn't do that. And it, here where I'm at in Arizona, it's still a very strong market. You know, California is definitely feeling some changes. You know, we work nationally, so we get to see everything from West Coast all the way to East Coast. But I still think this year is going to be fairly strong, according to all of the experts and the analysts that I've listened to. You know, now that, again, too, we come back, we keep talking about 2021. I mean, the market is what you make it. It's how you're out there creating your personal brand. You know, I had some of my best years in those downturns because I really changed my focus to short sales because you had to. That's where, be where people aren't, right? Did I want to do short sales? No. Back in the day, it was really hard. Nobody knew what they were doing. There was no process. There was no system. It was sitting on a fax machine for 12 hours a day. And that's what you did. So I think, you know, the idea of going where people aren't and always being flexible to reinvent yourself is got to be in any entrepreneur or small business person's bag of tricks, for sure.
I think that's the perfect answer because, you know, I don't think it's necessarily someone being Pollyanna to be optimistic in this market, because at the end of the day, this is the time for opportunity. You know, the same way you had some of your best years through 2008, 2009, I did as well on the mortgage side. You know, interest rates had kind of dropped out, but so many people in the industry were trying to do what they had always done. And those of us that were trying to grow and evolve and embrace what was happening in the market, I think really thrived. And I think that's the message that I really want people to understand, both in mortgage and real estate, is right now is the time to lean in. There's more opportunity right now if you're developing your personal brand, if you're trying to think outside the box in creative ways to market or partner with someone to market. If you're on the real estate side, find a good, you know, mortgage partner. If you're, you know, on the mortgage side, find a good, you know, real estate referral partner. And so I love that that's the answer that you had there. What are some things that you're seeing are really getting success? Obviously, you're a social sales personality. You do a lot with real estate and you partner with a lot of lenders. What are things that people need to be doing on a daily, weekly, monthly basis to get success in this kind of market?
Well, I don't want this to sound, you know, very highly conceptualized and marketing speak, because I'm going to break it down. I'm going to give you tactical, actionable, because I personally hate going to all those conferences or listening to podcasts or reading books or articles. And you're like, yes, I want the 5 secrets to Facebook ads. Right. And then they tell you anything you could have just Googled. But really, as you know, as cliche as it sounds, the personal branding is key. And I'm going to talk a little bit about my formula for that. But when I was a realtor, I didn't have a personal brand. I didn't understand the power of it. I didn't know at the time how you could grow and leverage and reach with a brand. And I always thought a brand was a logo or a company or saying I give extraordinary service. That is not. And right now in 2019, we have such a critical opportunity to be killing it with the personal brand, because we have tools like Instagram stories and Facebook Live and podcasting and voice and Alexa and all of those things. And we didn't have that when I was an agent. We didn't have social media. You were traditional. You door knocked, you called, you placed ads in the newspaper. Oh my gosh, I can't even believe that, like, you know, I'm saying that that's what we did. And I didn't have a personal brand. So now you have this opportunity to create yourself. And I'm not talking about creating a persona, like actually being yourself and having a face to go with that. I tell people all the time, the individual mortgage professional, the individual agent has, in my opinion, such an advantage over the Nikes, the Apples, these huge giant companies, because they don't have one face. And now with behavior training, our expectation is that I see one face and I can talk to you with one DM. And that's not what these other companies have. In fact, if you've noticed, they're spending millions and millions of dollars hiring a face. They're hiring the Rock. They're hiring the celebrity, because right, they need a face. So today, it's never been easier to build a personal brand. So, okay, got it. Great. Here's this, you know, marketing conversation about building a personal brand. What is it? I break it down into a formula. It's I do what for whom that results in. And if you cannot answer that question without jargon, without one sentence, you do not have a personal brand yet. And it's really, really hard, you guys. It took me a long time to create mine. I'm just going to give you my example. I've got several different phrases. I call it my unique value proposition, but filling in that formula, I teach people how to use the camera on their smartphones to build a powerful personal brand. What am I doing? I'm teaching people. It could be I'm teaching real estate agents. I'm teaching whatever, fill in the blank, whatever specific niche you want. To do what? To use the camera on their smartphone. People get that. I'm not saying right, to do technology, to blah, 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 and VR and AR. Just you have to be simple. If my 6-year-old doesn't get it, nobody else is going to get it.
Right.
And what is it going to result in? They're going to build a powerful personal brand. So if you can't get it down to that, then you need to keep working on it and asking people, what should I do? What do you think? What are things that you think of when you think of me? And when you have that UVP down, you got to tell everybody about it. And whether it's like the intro to your podcast, the intro to your Facebook Live, and start creating content around that, because then people are like, I get it. You're the brand person. You're the social media person. You're the senior living downsizing person, whatever it may be. But I see a lot of amazing lenders out there who have great content, and they'll, when the conforming loans change and they're like, oh, taking to social media to talk about conforming loan changes. Yeah, we don't know what conforming right, loans are. Like, don't define the word with the word, right? So you right, think about analogies outside of your industry that you can help people take these hard concepts and make it easy. Maybe your UVP is, I take hard stuff about loans and make it easy. I mean, that doesn't sound like super sexy, right? But that is what people can say and make it simple. So number one, personal brand all day long on trends that I'm seeing, and I don't think that's going to go away. That's my number one trend and focus for this year.
That's awesome. And you hit on so many great things there. But one of the things that you mentioned was, in short, keeping it simple. you know? And if you said, if your 6-year-old can't understand it, then it's too complicated. We go to the other end of the perspective. I had a friend of mine who owns a business. He's an entrepreneur in the insurance business. And I called him one day and he didn't answer. He called back. He said, I was in a sales meeting. We were coming up with our grandma statements. And I said, your grandma statement? He said, yeah. He said, mission statements have gotten too convoluted and complicated. Yes. So we came up with a statement about what we do that's so simple our grandma can understand it. And theirs was simply do insurance better. Yeah. And so, you know, that's part of if our intro, and if anybody looks at our podcast, part of our mission is just to do mortgage marketing better. And yeah. So I love that you say that. And I think that that's so huge because people can take the personal branding and social media and all these things and make it really, really complicated. When at the end of the day, it's just about, you know, embracing the uniqueness of who you are, showing people there at a very basic level what you do. So, okay, now that we've established people need to kind of have that UVP, they need to break down on a very simple level. Now, what do they do? Well, from that point, how do they go about sharing that with the world?
My personal opinion, and this is what I talked about at 2021, it's got to be CRM. It's got to be camera first. It's got to be real time. It's got to be message enabled. I don't care what platform you want to use that does that. Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Instagram Stories, Facebook Stories, Snapchat. It's got to be camera first. You know, that's where we are building the trust with people. That's why the face is so important. And then it's got to be real time because what's happened, that big shift of why that behavior has been changed right now is that now we can talk to someone. Like I don't just watch you in your daily life on your Instagram story. I can actually have a conversation with you privately about what you just posted. And maybe it was 2 minutes ago, maybe it was 2 hours ago, and it's real-ish time. So then we get to have this like shared experience back and forth. That again is building the trust because now we're building trust through technology. And then the last piece is the message base because that's where it's at. And the conversations are what's leading to the conversions. Social media prospecting in the DMs, if done right, not spammy, not salesy, literally being human, having conversations, being decent, providing value, that is where you are going to be sales prospecting. My personal opinion, period, dot, end of the day. You know, it's so much easier than the old way too. Like I've done it. Like I hate cold calling. I hated it. I was terrified. It stressed me out. I know some people love it. I also felt the same way about door knocking, like all of those things. And I'm not saying traditional is dead. Everything works, but it's so easy with the social media piece, especially if you're watching me every day and I'm watching you every day and we already feel like we know each other. It's not weird for me to send you a DM because I feel like we sort of kind of know each other because we've chatted for the last 6 months about your stories. So. For sure. That's where I think it needs to be, the CRM.
And then that's awesome. You know, the thesis we have a lot, we mentioned almost every podcast, is that effective marketing is that balance between trust and attention. Mm-hmm. And I think you just hit that right there is, you know, social media putting out there is creating that attention. But if you're not doing it in a spammy way, and if you're creating value, that's how you build trust.
Yeah.
The whole reason people did cold calling back in the day was to create conversations, to turn, you know, strangers and cold contacts into acquaintances and friends. And that's really what social media has provided on a much more basic level, is a way to start those conversations and talk about your value proposition.
Right. And let me talk about value for a minute, because this is another thing too, because when I started, you know, I was really frustrated because I would Google all this stuff and be like, okay, I get it. We need to make content that provides value. What is that, right? Yeah. What is it? And let me just give you an idea about it. Giving value doesn't have to be a market stat. It doesn't have to be, hey, did you know you could save this many points on your mortgage? It doesn't have to be that, you guys. There is magic in the mundane, right? It's so funny. For years, I had a daily show every day. I would work for the whole week on the next week's worth of stuff. I would teach people how to lead generate. I would teach them marketing tips. And I would get more comments on the shoes I was wearing, what I made for my kid for lunch that day, or whatever, you know, random personal thing. I'd get more comments on that. So there is magic in the mundane. People just, you know, want to watch your life. Right. And I don't care if you think that it's boring. Sometimes the most boring things spark conversations. And people relate to whatever it is you're doing. And you will learn as you get more comfortable, okay, that worked, or this is my personality. You're not going to be real and authentic the first time you open up your Instagram story and post. Like, let's be real. Like, people are like, you've got to be real. You've got to be transparent. Well, if you've never done a Facebook Live video before, you're not going to be too real or transparent. You're terrified. So I just want to say that, like, value you know, we have to get our mindset around what that really is. It doesn't mean that you have to be crafting an ebook every time. You have to have a guide. You've got to have some sort of hook to DM people. You can literally just talk to people. Your value, even if it's, I always say it, like, and I love content, don't get me wrong, we got to make content. I would like to see less contenting and more commenting, because that's where you're going to provide the value. Because today in 2019, that's how we look at people as value. Oh my gosh, you actually sent me a message, because it's so easy to go down the feed and double tap and like. So you sending a message to someone is the value. That's the value, right? So I don't want people to get caught up in this, like, ooh, I don't know what to post because I don't have something that's like a market stat today or teaching. Those are important, but it's not the only kind of value out there.
That's so good and so true. There's so many people that need to hear that, because there is that question of, okay, well, how do I create value? Well, sometimes creating value is just being a normal human being in a crowded marketplace of people beating you over the head with, you know, their business and their reviews and success stories. And those are great. There's a place for those. Don't get me wrong.
Absolutely. I built my business on educational content. So
absolutely.
I believe in it.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it works. And you know, cold calling and creating, and there's a place for all of that. But it's funny that you say that, because the very first, 15 years ago in the business, I did some classroom style training from my mentor, and then he hands me a box of flyers, like Xerox copied flyers, and said, go talk to realtors. That was my, you know, my sales training. The very first realtor that sent me my very first deal sent me that deal because she saw me pull into the realtor's office, and the college logo team on the back was the same team she rooted for. She goes, is that your vehicle out there? And that's how the conversation got started. It had nothing to do with the business.
Exactly. Yep.
So I think that people need to get past that and realize that where the human connection is, and what people like about each other, is that we're relatable, that we you know, relate on each other on different levels.
Well, and I think too, and this is a challenge, I just recorded my podcast today and I was talking about this, so it's fresh in my mind. Another question or comment that I get a lot, besides like what kind of content or what's valuable, is, well, I'm kind of a private person and I don't really want to mix business with personal. There is a huge difference, you guys, between personal and private.
Right.
And you can be very personable and relatable, which is so important. Relatability is the most under-leveraged marketing tactic, period. And if you can be relatable to people, they will trust you and like you. It's a proven scientific fact. I literally wrote a book about it. Like, I did a lot of research about it. Our brains don't know what's happening, but people are afraid because they're like, oh, I don't want to show my house or what I'm doing. So here's an example. If I go out for date night with my hubby, you're not going to like get the recorded conversation that we're having, but you might see the name of the restaurant and people might say, oh my gosh, I love that restaurant. You do? What did you order? Here's what I got. And starting the conversations, that's being the relatable. That's personal. It's not private.
Right.
So you need to be personal. And I've done it both ways. I have done all business all the time for a number of years where I just gave content, education, how-to, tips, tutorials. And when I got personal, it was exponential. Like, it was a huge change. And that's when I learned there was different levels of value. I want to make sure that people understand that we've got to get personal, but we don't have to be private. And there's a difference and there's a way to do that.
That's such a great distinction. I'm so glad that you said that. So there's a great segue here, because at Agent 2021, Gary Vaynerchuk, during one of his keynotes, was talking about, you know, putting yourself out there and being personal and showing your life, because as humans, we inherently want to know that. We want to see that. That's why whenever there's a perfect stranger's having a conversation at the table next to us, we can't help but listen just a little bit. You know, that's part of who we are in our nature. So at Agent 2021, that was a huge takeaway for me, is that people are genuinely curious about who we are. So what were some other takeaways that you got from Agent 2021 and from the speakers, the panelists, anything at all?
Oh, well, I think, you know, because we're all huge Gary fans, I mean, we knew what we were getting into. Content, right. content, personal brand. You know, one of the first things that I thought was something I'm going to try to do more of that I haven't really done a lot of, and it made me think of things in a different way. If I can go to a conference and there's one thing that makes me think of something in a different way, valuable for me. Because, you know, I go to a lot of conferences and all of that. But when we were sitting on the tennis stadium, right, and they were talking with Matt Higgins, and they said, you know, going deeper, not necessarily wider. And I've been talking about that with going deep with your community, but more in the sense of, it doesn't always have to be another thing, a brand new thing. You can take what you have And you can think about another way that you could leverage it. And the way they did that was, so we're at the Hard Rock Stadium. It's this huge stadium and it's, you know, football stadium and all of that. They have this like empty parking lot area. And they were like, instead of going to a whole new venue, why don't we take this like empty area and turn it into something else like this tennis stadium? And so I thought, well, that's a really interesting example. And I like this idea of already sort of looking at what you've got and seeing if there's a way that you can tweak it a little bit and make a whole new game out of it. And I feel like they're such masters of that craft. I mean, Gary was debuting Sasha, which is his new mentor, small business mentoring company. And that's already something they were doing. But maybe they didn't really have a company sort of or an arm around that particular thing. So I think that's an interesting concept. I'm going to start doing that more is instead of just always on to the next thing, stopping and looking what I already have and seeing if there's a way to like repackage it or go deeper or change it up. So I think that's a really interesting idea.
That's a great point. And I remember him discussing that, but I didn't even get that takeaway. So that's something that really resonates with me as well, because most of us that are in real estate mortgage, have an entrepreneurial spirit. Maybe we haven't owned a bunch of businesses, or maybe we have, but we have that spirit. And so a lot of times an idea comes out and it does turn into another thing, as opposed to taking that idea and repurposing it, add it to our existing thing, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great point and something that really resonates, you know, with me as well. Cause I think a lot of times we get caught up in trying to do so many things that we don't do any of them really well, which is right. Something that Matt Higgins talked about directly too, which is you can't say, hey, I've got 10 different businesses and 7 of them are going bankrupt, whenever really you need to be saying, hey, I have 2 or 3 businesses and focusing your time and effort there.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Agreed. Yeah, there was a lot of good takeaways. I like that there was interesting, different content. You know, our afternoon keynote was somebody that I think a lot of people hadn't heard of before, yet he's got this, you know, incredible brand in a very specific area and niche. And his story was really inspiring. John Henry was really a great keynote speaker. So I enjoyed that they brought a lot of different people that you wouldn't expect
right.
to see outside of the industry too, because what I always say is industry is irrelevant, behavior isn't. And I love that it's not all just real estate, all just mortgage. And it was people that had their hands kind of in the industry, but also spoke out into different industries overall, just general business. I mean, we had somebody from Shark Tank. It was really cool.
It was an amazing event. So a big topic at the event, and this will kind of segue into a few other things that I want to talk about, was voice technology. You have a podcast as well, Voice of Social Sales, correct? Is that
mm-hmm. yep.
right? Yes. So Voice of Social Sales is a podcast. Everybody needs to go check it out. It's incredible. She's had some great episodes. I've listened to several, have listened to all of them, but it's the one that I subscribe to for sure. And we're also fellow members of the Industry Syndicate. And so yes. if you would kind of take a second and talk about your CRM proposition was lead with the camera, but obviously mm-hmm. you're very heavy into voice. So
yes.
talk about for a second what you're doing with podcasting and flash briefings and that kind of thing and how that fits.
Jeez, Phil, now I got to write another book. No, I'm going to. I am actually going to write another book, but I kind of dropped, you know, that I'm just like hashtag sensory social. I'm like, I'm in the science world. My background's in psychology. So that's where I come at like all this marketing stuff from, but yeah, I'm huge on voice. Like as soon as I heard, you know, about flash briefings, I was like, first of all, I had no idea what they were, but I've got the podcast and the daily flash briefing that's called the same thing. It's Voice of Social Sales. And I just truly believe that it's the future because I've personally experienced it. I never listened to podcasts 3 years ago. And now that's all I listen to. And I'm sure that the people listening to this have doubled or tripled the amount of voice that they listen to, whether it's podcasts, audiobooks, flash briefings in the last 3 years. That's just how it's been rolling. Because once you realize you can do all this other stuff while you're listening, I'm like, I can be driving my kid to school. I can be cleaning up the house. I can be working on editing and just, you know, like doing whatever it may be. And I can learn and consume and, you know, get that content through that manner. So I'm really enjoying it. I think there's power just like seeing someone's face. I think there's power in hearing someone's voice again and again. And I think that it's going to be something really huge. And what people aren't realizing is that when they think of the flash briefing and they think of Alexa, that's all they think of is that particular device. What they're not realizing is that Alexa is being built into everything.
Yeah.
She's in Facebook's new portal. She's in new homes, Katie Holmes, Lennar Homes. It's in cars, BMWs. I believe it's any new Ford truck or car after from here on out will have it built into it. So it's not like it's a device that you're going to ask about the weather. It's like you and I talking, like, let's say we're in the kitchen and I'm like, you know, we should repaint this house. And you're like, yeah, I think that'd be a good idea. Well, it's going to know our behaviors, probably knew that I went to Home Depot or looked at something. And then it's going to say, hey, would you, you know, like me to give you 5 painters in your area? By the way, did you know your neighbor just sold their house for $560,000? Are you thinking about selling? It's going to be like that, predictive. Very similar to Facebook ads. And I know that you have some shows from Facebook ad experts on here. It's just like using those behavior categories. And people might say that's creepy, that they're listening or whatever. But I mean, let's be real. We're going to love it. Of course. Right. Yes, I want to order a pizza just like I did last week. Yeah. Repeat.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it's huge. We don't know where it's going to go. We also don't know how to leverage it quite yet, but we're going to learn. I think the people who jump into it and really start to embrace it are going to be ahead of the game.
I love that because there's so much new things that can be done. Obviously, both real estate and mortgage suffer from a little bit of, this is how it's always been done, so this is how we need to do it. And so I think the more that we give people options and allow them to embrace the personalities that they have and the trends that are coming, it's just going to bring a better industry overall. Podcasts are huge because people can do so many different things while they're listening. Like you said, you can be in your car, you can be at the gym. I use my iPad almost exclusively just to run podcasts during the day. You know, I need my phone and I've got my computer, so I just sit there and listen to podcasts to it almost, you know, the entire day. You know, Audible, I have a bookshelf full of books and half of them I read, you know, through Audible. So I think that versus getting, you know, some little bits of information, whether it's weather or tips or news from flash briefings, what that's going to turn into, like you said, as far as predictive behavior is amazing. And for those naysayers that are like, oh, I don't have an Alexa because I don't want it listening in my house. Facebook already knows everything about you and then some. And if you think right. about everything that you're doing, if you don't understand how much they're harnessing that already, you've completely missed the conversation.
If you're worried about that, then you need to never use the internet, never use Google, never use Netflix, because guess what? Netflix is Alexa, Amazon, and Facebook. What do you think? You have to stop using technology.
Right. That's exactly right. So I think the moral of that story is to not only consume content that way, but get it started. You know, real estate agents, there's amazing ways to harness Alexa and Alexa skills for open houses. I've even seen people doing podcasts, Facebook live shows, Instagram story shows, you know, while they're selling properties or while they're having open houses for mortgage. It's a great way to, you know, become a community expert. There's so many things that you can do. And I won't list them all because, you know, your podcast, our podcast, so many other podcasts within the industry syndicate have great full episodes on this kind of thing. But what are some other thoughts of things that, you know, kind of come top of mind when it comes to voice and how mortgage and real estate professionals can utilize it?
Yeah, I think the important thing is to just get started, because again, people are going to say, oh, what am I going to say? What do I do? Just, you know, it could be a thought of the day. It could be a market tip. It could be reading the news. You know what I do on mine right now is I find 5 articles that I think are interesting. And I give my 3 T's, my tips, tricks, and takeaways. It doesn't have to be all 3. It could just be a takeaway that day. It could be a tip the next day. And I literally take other people's content and I'll say, hey, I was reading this article in Marketing Land today and yada, yada, yada. It should be very short. It's called a flash briefing for a reason. It's a flash. It's micro content. And it can just be you showing up, because there's a big value in being consistent. And I talked about this on an earlier podcast too. It's kind of like Target. When you go into Target, it doesn't matter what state you go into. It's like, oh, familiar. It's the same colors. It's this, you know where the clothes are. You know where the groceries are. And there's something comforting about that. And it doesn't matter if people don't listen to it every day. And we don't know exactly what we're going to do with it one day. But you know what? Nobody knew what to do with YouTube.
Right.
And when somebody went and uploaded them playing a video game on it, they freaked out and they were like, take it down. We don't know why people would do this. Now we have multimillionaires on Twitch who are literally all they're doing is playing video games. It becomes, we don't know what will happen with it. And that's why it's something that's going to be really interesting. But what happens is when you start doing it, just like when you start doing a podcast or live videos or stories, you one day are like, huh, let me try this. I've been doing this for this long. An idea will come to you. If you don't start the thing, you won't open up those creative juices. The more content you create, the more content is presented to you. And people are really nervous about what to say. But the more you start kind of thinking about it and forcing yourself to write stuff down, it's like seeing like that white car you just bought. And you're like, oh my gosh, everybody has the same white car now. Well, no, you're just noticing it more. So the point is to get out there to learn how to do it. I've got a YouTube video, you know, A to Z, if you don't know how to do it. You can find it all on Google. You can learn how to do a flash briefing, and then you can batch your content. I do mine on Mondays, and I do 5 shows. It takes me 7 minutes, and I uploaded it, and then away we go. So, I mean, I'm not looking at stats, not getting any business from it per se, but if I do it for 2 or 3 years and then it evolves, then I'll understand how to leverage it when the big boom hits and they're like, okay, everybody's on voice. Great. I already know how to do this. I've already been there.
That's another great point that you mentioned is having patience. That was another big takeaway from not only Agent 2021, but it's something that I think a lot of mortgage and real estate professionals are bad at times, but when they are good at it, they realize that there's something to it. Sometimes it's just about putting out good content or being consistent and persistent in having conversations and building your business, whether it's on social media, whether it's putting out a podcast, whether it's, you know, doing cold calling, whether it's having conversation, whatever it is, if you're consistent and persistent and you're patient, you're going to create that attention. You're going to create those relationships. And in turn, you're going to do a lot of business. And I think that's the key takeaway from a lot of these things is find something that works for you. Even if it's a little outside of your comfort zone, you're going to get more comfortable at it and just continue to do it. And the results will come. Chelsea, I want to be a good steward of your time. This is the question we ask all of our guests at the very end is if you could just give one tip to mortgage professionals today to go out and use their business, what would it be?
My tip is going to start using Instagram stories. I don't care if you've never even used Instagram. I want people to take the time. It will take you an hour at most. Google a few things, ask a friend, ask your kid, ask somebody how to use Instagram and start using stories because that's where the attention is. You mentioned attention and trust, and that's that both of them are in there because you get to show your face to people. They get to know who you are. They have messaging. If you know how to use an Instagram story, then you can learn how to use Facebook stories and Snapchat and all those things. But Instagram is where you're going to get a little bit more organic reach. And a lot of people are there right now and they understand and use it. Hasn't quite caught on yet in Facebook. Much harder discoverability in Snapchat. So I would say every single person, if you're thinking about diving into content creation and social media, Instagram stories all day long. My first choice to do that all day long over anything else because it's yielded me the best results. And I talk to more and more and more people that they say the same thing. So that's my personal tip is start doing Instagram stories and do them every single day.
Such a great tip. And just to add on to that, the new statistic is that in 2019, more people will be consuming their content on Instagram stories than actually in the Instagram feed. So that's...
And 1 in 5 leads to a conversation. Like where else can you post content where 20% of the time someone's talking to you, not you talking to someone else. They're actually coming to you and talking to you. I mean, that's insane to me.
For sure. Chelsea, thank you so much for being on the podcast. If you would take a second and throw out some social media handles, podcasts, flash briefing handles, whatever you want to share so people can connect with you.
Thank you for the opportunity. Yes, my podcast and flash briefing, it's called The Voice of Social Sales. And you can find me on all the socials under my first and last name, Chelsea Peitz, P-E-I-T-Z. And I'd love to connect with anyone here on Instagram stories. If you're listening to this, send me a DM. Let's start talking. I want to hear how you found me and I want to get to know your story.
That's awesome. Chelsea, again, thank you so much. Excited that we're part of the industry syndicate together. Was so excited to hang out with you at Agent 2021. And I look forward to catching up again really soon.
Thanks so much. This is really fun.
Thank you so much for joining us. We hope you heard something today to help you generate more leads, market yourself more effectively, or have an overall more efficient business. Please connect with us on social media to see our mortgage marketing tip of the day. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Mortgage Marketing Expert or on Twitter at Mortgage_MME. We have a lot of other amazing guests planned, so check out our other episodes and don't forget to subscribe to the Mortgage Marketing Expert podcast.